USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It was a historic week in Washington. Following Thursday's 14 hours of debate, the House Judiciary Committee on Friday sent two articles of impeachment to the full House. A vote is scheduled for next week.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
The partisan debate continued after the vote.
For Democrats, impeachment is their drug.
Look past the Republicans' obstruction and lies.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has angered Democrats by coordinating with the White House over a likely Senate trial, insists that the president won't be removed from office and says he wants the whole thing done quickly. The House will likely vote on the articles on Wednesday. President Trump is tweeting that it's not fair he's being impeached because he's doing nothing wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Shoppers scrambled, fleeing in panic after a shooting at a mall outside Atlanta. Witnesses say they saw one man wounded inside the food court.
People were running so fast, they weren't really paying attention to anybody. So people were getting knocked down, people were getting shot.
The Cobb County Police Department says the shooting at the Cumberland Mall was an isolated incident between people who know each other and not an active shooter event. Police say one person was wounded and they've now identified a suspect. The man seen on video slapping a TV reporter during a race in Georgia is facing legal trouble. Thomas Calloway has been arrested. The 43-year-old was booked Friday afternoon on a misdemeanor charge of sexual battery. Video from the live broadcast last Saturday showed the passing runner appear to swat her from behind.
He helped himself to a part of my body.
For his part, Calloway, a youth group leader at his church, says he thought he patted her on the back or shoulder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Danny Aiello has passed away. Fox News reported that he died on Thursday night. TMZ said Aiello died at a medical facility in New Jersey. The actor was reportedly being treated for a sudden illness and suffered an infection related to his treatment. Aiello is survived by his wife Sandy Cohen and three children, Jamie, Rick, and Stacy. The couple's son, Danny Aiello III, died in 2010. He had a walk-on role as Tony Rosato in The Godfather Part II. In the 80s, he appeared in such films as Once Upon a Time in America, The Purple Rose of Cairo, and Moonstruck. He was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Do the Right Thing. Aiello was 86. An actress that played a protester has been arrested in real life. USA's John Hunt has more.
Jane Fonda continued her weekly tradition of protesting on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, but this time, Forrest Gump's mom, Sally Field, was there, and she left the event with Capitol Police in handcuffs. Field, along with environmentalist Winona LaDuke, urged people to get out of their comfort zones and fight the climate crisis. She said it's time to get out and scream loud, because if you don't do it, no one else will. The protests are centered around a different theme each week. This week, they focused on jobs, communities, and traditions from fossil fuel-based industries to make a cleaner world economy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.